Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, fellow Patriots and Liberty lovers everywhere. Great to have you along as we get underway with the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted, and as a byproduct of that, the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, that number is 71307. That is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. And my email address always remains available to you as well, bob@1063word.com. I saw an interesting piece today at the American Thinker by Tom Zawistowski. Mail-in voting will not prevent a Trump victory. Now, we've talked a lot about the threat of ballot harvesting and cheating in mail-in voting. But Tom writes in this piece, first, only 10 states mail ballots to every voter on their registration rolls. Those states have faced justified criticism for risking their results integrity because the voter rolls are outdated and make verifying identity difficult. But under the Electoral College system, this issue won't affect the outcome of the election. Eight of those 10 states that mail ballots to every voter on their rolls, eight of those 10 states went blue in 2016, and the other two, Utah and Arizona, are likely to stay red. The second group of concern is the 14 states, including Ohio, that mailed absentee ballot applications, not ballots, to all of their registered voters. In all, 35 of the 45 states allowing absentee voting are doing so with a ballot request requirement. Widespread use means most election boards will have accurate information, like who received a ballot before the election and how many are still in circulation when they are verifying their state's results. So, unless the number of outstanding absentee ballots is greater than the margin of victory for Trump, they won't matter. Third issue is the map itself. Because of the thin margin of victory in 2016, a big concern for supporters is the current situation in battleground states. Trump won six: Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, and New Mexico, while losing five: Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, Maine, and Colorado. Current polling gives multiple paths to victory for Trump, assuming fair election results and retaining the red wall. Now, in line with that, I have a piece in my email today as well. Let me quickly bring that up. And it is a map, and the updated map, this is from Kevin McCullough. The updated map came out at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I have not had an opportunity to catch up with that yet. But the latest map that he had shows Trump with 333 electoral votes and Biden with 198. None of this, of course, should lead us to be overconfident or anybody staying away from the polls feeling that Trump is a shoe-in to win. All right. Back to the phones we go, beginning with Cassandra, who is in Greenville. Hi, Cassandra, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. I wanted to bounce off of what your former caller was talking about with the Jamie Harrison commercial, but I just need to add in for everybody that in 2016, since you're talking about this, it's always in my head, that that President Trump won 2,625 counties in America, as opposed to Clinton, who won 487. I mean, that really, she's always saying, I won the popular vote. Well, she won the city votes, a few cities. I mean, that's what she won, and I think people need to remember that. At any rate, I worry about the fraud with the mail and everything very, very much, and I love what you just told us. Thank you. But
you bet.
I'm going to go back to the Jamie Harrison commercial, which is driving me crazy. Clever liars conceal context.
Correct.
And I'll tell you, when I first saw and heard the commercial, I considered voting for him, and I did some research.
Mm-hmm.
And now when that commercial came out and I saw how deceptive and underhanded it was, I realized there's no way I could be an accomplice to his lie of omission and the Democrat Party as a whole for condoning the horrendous violence in the Democrat-run cities. That I refuse
Absolutely.
To be an accomplice to that.
Absolutely. And, the best way I can describe it is unethical and immoral.
And I'll tell you, Bobby, he's stealing from the voters. The one commercial he has, he says, I'll never lie to South Carolinians. And the next you see this and you go, you lie to every South Carolinian.
Exactly.
Everyone. And if I take the time to travel to go and vote, you've stolen all my time and my most precious right that I have as an American. You have stolen my vote.
Absolutely,
and that's
correct.
Stealing from the every single South Carolinian. I'm going out of my mind with it. And it's I'm looking when people are falling for it.
Yeah.
Not anyone I know. We're all talking about it and saying that this was the nail in the coffin for Jamie Harrison, in our opinion. But, I'm wondering if you know this, Bobby. Is there a way for Bledsoe to give all of his votes to Senator Graham? I know he's supporting him now, but is there a way for them to do that?
No. Sadly, a vote that is cast for Bill Bledsoe is a wasted, dead vote because he has resigned from the race. He has endorsed Lindsey Graham, but to the best of my knowledge, and I guess we'd have to check the electoral laws on this, but once you've resigned from a race, even if Bill Bledsoe were to end up winning the popular vote, he would not be elected because he has given up his candidacy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So in other words, it only works to take votes away from Graham, period.
Exactly correct. That is a perfect analysis, and that is the intent, and that is the deception that the Harrison campaign has come up with, and it screams to me of desperation. We keep hearing all these polling numbers. Oh, Jamie Harrison and Lindsey Graham are in a dead heat. Well, if they're in a dead heat, and he feels as if this late surge, his late blue wave, is going to take him over the top. When Biden wins, well, that's a fool's errand because Biden is not going to win.
He won't.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's true. Secondarily, why else would they be taking part in this subterfuge, this disinformation campaign, unless their own internal polling data told them they are behind and they better do something quick?
Yeah. Well, it reminded me, Bobby, of the debate where President Trump was debating.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that Senator Graham will be doing the same. Now he's against two candidates instead of one.
Yeah,
So underhanded, so ugly. And I wish he would, at the very least, stick a line in that commercial saying, by the way, Bledsoe withdrew from the race. Your vote won't count.
Well, and sadly, apparently, Jamie Harrison is better funded, believe it or not, than Lindsey. Or I think he would have responded by now with a new ad, which is why. And look, nobody is ever going to mistake Lindsey Graham for Barry Goldwater. okay?
No,
that's,
never.
That's
never.
Not going to happen.
No.
But no. He is the dog we have in the fight, and we need that Republican seat desperately in the Senate.
Let's say that
Trump does win and the Democrats somehow do take over control of the Senate. You know what happens next. Impeachment from Pelosi, and this time they have a Democrat Senate, and this time they can pull it off. So, whether you love Lindsey or hate him, we need him this time around.
Yes. I absolutely agree, Bobby. Absolutely. The Senate is so important. We really must, no matter what, vote for Lindsey, period. I mean, you have to do it. And I'll tell you what, no matter who wins the presidency, man, we need to keep the Senate. We need some sanity somewhere.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like, I know I'm putting all of my feelings aside, and I'm looking at the big picture as best I can, and I definitely will be voting for Lindsey, especially after this commercial. It's like you cannot get dirtier than that.
You can't. And that's the way they play the game, and that's the way they would run things if they win.
Yes.
This is very telling. This is very telling. Thank you, Cassandra. I appreciate the call. Good stuff as always. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Right back, and more of your calls are coming right up here on the Hump Day edition on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 5:22 here on the Bobby Mack Show, bumper to bumper in the 5 o'clock follies. In on my text line, Bobby, I really needed to hear your words of encouragement. So worried about the election. Me too. Tell everybody in your family, all the neighbors on your block, all your friends, you see a stranger on the street, tell them to go vote for Donald Trump. To the phones we go. Greenville is where I'm headed next, and Edwin is next up on the program. Hi, Ed, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Bobby, for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Moneypenny, do you have Moneypenny? You have some cowbell there for Ed? There we go. There's a little cowbell for first-time callers, Ed. My pleasure.
Hey, I got a question. How come no one's talking about If Joe Biden cares so much about the country and everybody in it getting the coronavirus, mm-hmm. how come no one's mentioning how much he cares about him curing cancer if he's elected? Why is he going to wait till after he's elected to try and cure cancer? If he cares so much, why doesn't he cure the cancer before he's elected or attempt to, you know what I mean?
That's a fantastic question.
No sense to me. I think this is going to be added to Trump's strategy or something.
Here's a thought, Ed. He doesn't want to try and save Rush Limbaugh?
I don't know. He definitely doesn't. He doesn't like the conservatives. But my thing is that if he promised to cure cancer if he's elected,
right?
Why doesn't he do that before all of those other people that have it? If he cares so much about people getting sick with the coronavirus, so how come he doesn't care about people who already have cancer if he can cure it?
Well, and if he can cure cancer, why can't he tell us how he can cure COVID-19, the Wuhan flu? All he does is keep repeating everything as in his plan that the Trump administration has already done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how come that's not brought up. And, maybe you could talk to Rush or send a message to the president and let him know, hey, this is a good strategy, I think.
Yep. Thanks, Ed. I appreciate the call. It's a good point. Greer is where I am headed next, and David is next up here on the 5 o'clock Follies. Hi, David, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. I'm also a first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep. Moneypenny, a little more cowbell. There we go. There you go, David. Welcome.
Thank you. I had something happen to me today, and, I've been listening to this Facebook and Twitter issue with them concealing the posts and everything like that, and
right.
I haven't been really active with posting. I do post some things about Trump because I've been a Trump supporter. I've had this Facebook account for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go to get on it today, and I haven't posted anything in 2-3 days. I go to get on it today, and my account was just wiped out.
Just gone?
I get on, just gone. So I go on it to recover my account, and they watch
right.
your ID, so I can have the computer scan my ID and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I send it to them, and it says, well, this account cannot be recovered. You violated the rules. So 15 years.
Yeah. Did they tell you which rule you violated, David? Was it the rule against posting anything positive about Donald Trump? That rule?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because I've been following Trump since 2016. And, there's a lot of stuff that I follow. I follow you guys and
right.
Fox and a lot of Trump supporting things. And I don't post really anything negative or anything like that on there. I was blown away. And it's just, Facebook is so tied into all of your accounts with everything else.
Right.
Like if you have alternate accounts, you can log in with Facebook to use as your password.
Exactly.
So all that stuff is logged in. And I've recently bought a VR system that you have to have a Facebook account in order to use this VR system.
Oh, jeez.
So, I'm not somebody who just posts negative stuff all the time about anything.
Understood.
And I use my Facebook for work and everything else.
Sure.
And I feel violated. I really do.
Understood. Have you tried registering for a new account?
They let me do a new account. Now, listen to this. My Messenger was completely wiped.
Wow.
My new account information was completely wiped. But
mm-hmm.
I could add everybody. They had an option where I could add everybody that was on my last account and just keep adding them. I had to add everybody from my last account. So they had those records.
Yeah, they have records of every place you've ever been on Facebook, everything you've ever looked at, and they crunch this metadata. This is another opportunity for me to recommend that everybody go and view the documentary called The Social Dilemma. The name of it again is The Social Dilemma. It's interviews with people that were formerly high-ranking individuals in big tech in Silicon Valley who left because of moral and ethical issues over what these guys are doing. And when you watch that, it'll scare the you-know-what out of you.
Yeah, and just if I can throw an input on here, I've heard about a conservative like type of Facebook. Conservative, it's called Parler, and
yes.
I'm going to look into that and just get rid of Facebook altogether and Twitter. I don't even want to deal with that anymore.
Yeah, I am. I am not in any social media because of attacks on there, and I just frankly didn't feel like dealing with it anymore. So I still have Facebook and Twitter accounts, but they're inactive. But at least that was my choice, and not the choice of Facebook or Twitter, as you were subjected to, David.
Yeah, it was just it just blew me away today. I was just like, this is really getting real.
Yeah, it's scary. It is absolutely scary. Thank you, David. I appreciate the call, and I'm sorry you were subjected to that. And cancel culture is everywhere. Let me quickly get to David in Jonesville. Hi, David, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack, thanks for taking my call again. And I call it fascist book. And
right.
We know that's what it is. Total domination,
yeah.
Total control. And you know, think about what they've done to him and many others, the president included, and what's going to happen when they start knocking on your door to take your guns.
Fake book.
You know, that's just a matter of
right.
time.
Exactly, yep.
exactly. So, Bobby Mack, I want to go on a quick rant here about that admiral who says he's pro-life. And
whoops, did David's phone drop out? I think it did. David, sorry, we lost connections with you there, but I tell you what, call us back, and we will let you rant away on the other side of the news. And the rest of you callers, stay right there, because I am going to get to you. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to update the news. I'm right back on the other side here on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zep, as in Zeppelin. 5:37, 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Hump Day edition. When last I left you, David was on the line with me from Jonesville. He wanted to talk about Admiral McRaven, the guy who talked about how he's a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, stand-up guy, and voted for Joe Biden. And we lost connection with him, but David has called back. So, David, we'll give you an opportunity to rant on at your leisure.
I appreciate that, Bobby Mack. Was it Russian or Chinese electronic warfare there, man?
So, may have been may have even been our friends at Fort Meade. Who knows?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Bob, I was talking about the admiral, and I don't know if I get into the fact that I have over nine years in the Air Force and part of it in a combat comm unit, and then many. I can go back in my family all the way to the beginning of our country's founding, literally. And Bob, there are men and women right this very second who are working with groups like Upstate Warrior Solutions, one of the best nonprofits in the entire country.
You bet.
Who, because of the rules of engagement, during, of course, Vietnam, unfortunately, a lot of the guys are passing away now, but they're still having issues with it. But Vietnam and in the Middle East, we know because of the rules of engagement, our warriors were not allowed to fight. And
handcuffed.
We're still dealing with that.
Right.
Absolutely. And it's just disgusting, the things that we know, and we still have much more to know. But what I was alluding to earlier is the fact that we have an admiral. There's another commercial on against Trump saying, oh, Trump said that You know, these military guys were, when we know the guys that were in the room with him who are anti-Trumpers now, who said, no, that didn't happen. And yet we have the actual wording, the wording from Joe Biden when he was in the Middle East in 2016 and speaking to some of the military members, and they didn't clap when he wanted them to. So he said, well, you're supposed to clap, you stupid bastards.
Exactly. And that's a direct quote.
After another after, it's disgusting. Right. And they just hate our military. So again, I want to have people think, we know what Facebook is doing. We know what the Bidens are going to do to us after 47 years. So anybody who's still on the fence, we know this is literally the freedom, liberty compared to, because Trump is fighting for us, and we need to keep not only the Senate, as we know, get the House back. But thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for letting me rant there for a minute there.
My pleasure, David. Thank you for your service, and thank you for the call. And I would also point out that anyone like Admiral McRaven, who attained flag rank in the Puzzle Palace across the Potomac River there in my birthplace of Arlington, Virginia, at the Pentagon. Anybody who attained flag rank during the 8 years of the Obama administration was woke, had signed on to the Obama agenda. And that would go for Admiral McRaven as well. And he may talk about how he's pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, how he can quantify that with supporting and voting for Joe Biden, who wants to take your guns and wants to kill more babies, frankly, is beyond me. To the phones we go. Pat is next up. She is in Union. Hi, Pat, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bobby. After listening to your show, I got on the phone this morning. I started making telephone calls.
Excellent.
I started with the governor.
Right.
Told me I had to ask a voting office for South Carolina. So he gave me the number. I couldn't get anybody there to answer the phone. So
you know,
I called down here to our local voting office.
Right.
And I talked with the person there.
Right.
I said, why is this man still on the voting ballot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he quit after everything was put up. And he says, we can't take him off.
Right.
I said, you can't put a piece of tape across the thing and say he's not here or black him out some way? He goes, no, we cannot. So I said, every vote that's wasted, I said, you know that's going to divide the Republican Party. He says, I know that, and it's rotten. But he says, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
I said, hang a notice on the door. This man is not running for office.
Well, Curtis Smith is the chairman. Curtis Smith, who's the chairman of the Spartanburg GOP, was on the show earlier, and he mentioned how many poll workers they have out there. Now, poll workers can't intercede, but if it was me, I would have every poll worker holding a sign saying, Bill Bledsoe is no longer on the ballot. Do not vote for him. He endorsed Lindsey Graham.
Well, the thing of it is, he says, well, a lot of people have already voted. I says, as soon as we dropped out, a sign should have gone up. It shouldn't have gone this far. I said, this is stupidity.
And sadly, I hate to say it, but the real guilty party here is Bill Bledsoe for waiting so late to drop out of the race. Had he dropped out earlier, his name would no longer be on the ballot, and the Jamie Harrison campaign would not be able to do this money bombing with their ad campaign suggesting that he is still on the ballot, which he is not. He is on the ballot. He is on the ballot, but he is no longer in the race.
I told Lindsey Graham, get him on the TV with you. Debunk some of this stuff that Thomas is saying.
Yeah.
Jamie,
that's a good point. I mean, why the Graham campaign is not running a commercial behind every one of Jamie Harrison's ads, and the only thing I can think of is that they don't have the money to do it, and if they don't, it's their own fault. But to allow these things to run unimpeded, depending on people like me to try and clear the air and tell the voters that this is disinformation, that Dr. Bill Bledsoe has dropped out of the race as of October 1st and is no longer on the ballot, and if you vote for him, your vote is wasted.
Well, now that I have to ask the same thing. Why can't he take his votes and just hand them to Lindsey Graham?
Well, because he's withdrawn
can't
from
do
the
that
race.
Either.
He's no longer an official candidate. See, he's withdrawn from the race.
It seems to me like this was almost like a Democratic put-up.
Well, certainly the Democrats are using this disingenuous ad campaign to try and muddy the waters. And that tells you a lot about the way they do business. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate the call.
Yep.
Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quick break here, right back, and more of your calls are coming right up here on Hump Day on WORD.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. 5:51 now, 9 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Where was that? Bobby, I just heard that Kamala Harris had a rally in Asheville today and only 25 people showed up, per Fox News, sent with gentle effect. Bobby, could it be that Bill Bledsoe is a willing party in this, stayed in long enough for his name to be on the ballot and then dropped out? No, given his political ideology, he's, you know, real conservative. I doubt seriously that he would be in cahoots with the Democrats. I think the simple explanation is usually the best. And in this case, it's that, sadly, Bill Bledsoe was an amateur in politics and he was up against professionals who used his dropping out, they hope, to their own advantage. And hopefully I'm able to deter some of that. Back to the phones we go, beginning with Gene, who is in Boiling Springs. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, Bobby, I know Bill Bledsoe. I've met him a couple of times. I first met him in the realm of persona non grata, and from time to time I'll run into him under the bus. I know these type of people. Bill is not a stalking horse for Jamie Harris.
No.
He is up against professionals, very, very, very evil people.
Yep.
And when he realized what was happening, he did drop out and endorse Graham, but you know, we were the people that Graham called racists and bigots and told us to sit down and shut up.
Yeah,
we're
I know.
He is antagonized with red flag gun laws. Now, three election cycles ago, I would have voted for Bill, but you know, 2020 is a different animal, and the danger is so real and so immediate.
Yes, it is.
The voters that will vote third party, those disenfranchised that had been thrown under the bus long ago.
Right.
By that grand old party. On Election Day, we love America. Bill Bledsoe loves America. And on November the 3rd, we will crawl out from under the bus. We will ascend from the realm of persona non grata because of our love for America. We will vote for Lindsey Graham.
Right.
This Jamie Harrison guy,
yeah.
He is dangerous.
He is dangerous indeed. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate that. You're right. You don't have to love Lindsey. You don't even have to like Lindsey. But he is our dog remaining in this hunt. We have to have Republican control of the Senate, and even though Lindsey vacillates back and forth like a kite in a hurricane, he is, generally speaking, there when we need him, like on the Supreme Court. Deanna is next up in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Deanna, and welcome to the show.
Hi. I am currently, as we're talking, sending a message to Rodney Allen. I am a poll worker, and the message reads as follows. Is there any way of being able to post a sign on Election Day by the polls that candidate Bill Bledsoe has dropped out of the race and his votes will not count?
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, because I know that you can't post political messages at a polling place, but this to me falls into the category of informational.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And anyways, it's out, it's gone, and I'll be anxious to see what.
Good.
Anyways, what? Yes, and what I also called about was I'm an artist, and I usually listen to beautiful music when I do my artwork. But
understood.
That you come before my music when I do my artwork. How about that?
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. I called a couple weeks ago, and that was my first time calling, and I didn't get any cowbells.
Oh, you didn't? Well, that's obviously a oversight on our part, Deanna. Mighty Penny, you have the cowbell handy, do you not?
Yes.
There we go.
Belated
cowbell is better than none at all, Deanna.
Yes. Okay, and I just wanted to tell you also that I did text 52886.
Oh, great.
And I put in potholes, and I got a response.
Yes.
Fairly soon. And it asked for some information from me, and then it asked me what street I wanted fixed near that I was complaining about, which I told them.
Right.
And I live near Fairview Road, and it's that street. It's a mess.
Yeah, it is.
So, we'll see if I you know, get any kind of reply back or something.
Well, I certainly hope so. Thank you, Deanna, for what you did, and thanks for calling again. And I'm glad we were able to get some cowbell for you this time.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
My pleasure. And barring what Deanna was talking about, putting up an informational sign at the polling place, Dr. Bill Bledsoe has dropped out of the race and endorsed Lindsey Graham, or just the information that he has dropped out of the race, beyond the however many feet it is, what is it, 250 feet or 50 feet, whatever it is, where you can't put political information within that range of the polling place, right outside of that, 1 foot, 1 inch outside of it, the GOP should post signs informing people that Bill Bledsoe has dropped out of the race and endorsed Lindsey Graham. Whether that will overcome the money bombing of the disinformation ads from Jamie Harris remains to be seen. Hope it does. I've got to take a break for the news. Back with a bonus hour on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.